You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So, what happened this weekend? Anything fun for you?
This stupid photo shoot down in Cabo, and the caterer was late, and too many dolphins in the ocean. We were trying to get the perfect shots, and these dolphins kept coming up at me, and was that so annoying.
Pilot of your private plane, was it the same one that used to always stick his head back into the, you know, passenger area and bug you and your
chatty,
wife while you're...
Chatty SOB, this guy. Oh. I requested a different pilot, and they stuck me with the same guy. So anyway...
You're like, just get up there and fly. You're not getting into any of our cocktails.
When we did get back into town late Saturday evening, we took the kiddos out and did our traditional drive around and look at Christmas lights.
With hot chocolate.
Well,
what? The tradition is that you get hot chocolate.
They didn't get hot chocolate this time, Dom, because they did not eat their dinner before we went, and they had had too many sweets during the day on the flight. Okay. So we put the kibosh in the hot chocolate. They were not happy about that, let me tell you right now.
Just give them water?
Yeah. Actually, they each got a bottle of water, believe it or not. It's like, enjoy your water. We're looking at lights.
Boy,
next
I didn't
time
know
eat your
hot
dinner.
Chocolate was considered such a treat.
Well, they've been eating too many. Knick-Knack's been baking cookies like crazy, so they've been eating too many sweets.
Did you lose my address or something? Oh, I can't have them now.
You
anyway.
Can't have them. My question to you is, good friend, what would you say in your mind is the appropriate amount of time to look at Christmas lights?
Oh, that's a... With kids in the car?
Kids and a wife. Two kids and a wife that are really into it.
Did your mother-in-law come this time?
No, uh-uh. Just the four of us.
She's been with you before for that.
A couple times.
Four of you, Christmas lights.
And a dog.
Why did the dog go?
Family dog's got to go.
Why did the dog go to, quote, look at lights?
Dogs love lights.
Dogs
love lights. Let's just say I was really into it. We were having a good time about an hour in. Things were great. And things were great for about an hour.
I was going to say an hour 10, and you know why I'd add the extra 10 minutes? Just so your wife can say, you only did it for an hour. Do like an hour 15.
By the hour in mark, it started snowing really good. That's when it started coming down here Saturday night. And it was slick, and roads were icy, and cars were spinning out.
Well, you got to go home.
So an hour and a half in, I'm starting to get a little irritated. My butt's starting to hurt a little
bit.
Plus,
really, time out. Hour and a half. Can you tell me that the house and the lights look that different?
Knick-Knack makes the list, though. She makes the list of all the biggies around the area, so we've got a hit.
With the address?
Yeah, the address. She goes on to Nextdoor and then the like Denver Post or whatever. They list out all the biggies that we have to hit every one of them. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So then by the 2 hour mark, Dad was getting a little grumpy, getting his grumpy pants on.
Oh,
and
no
apparently
way.
I ruined the whole night, Dom, because at the 2 hour mark I was like, we gotta go home now.
I got news for you.
We gotta go.
You would have you lasted way longer than I could have possibly.
So
I would have gotten out, called an Uber to take me home, and just left her and the kids.
The night began with tears because no hot chocolate, and then the 2 hour mark it ended in tears because Dad was ready to go.
And I can't believe
we've
the
seen
kids
enough.
Weren't fussy after 2 hours.
They were starting to get there a little bit, but this, you know, they're kids. They would go all night, you know, looking at Christmas lights.
I know,
but
I mean,
honestly,
you pull up in front of a house and it's got a bunch of lights, and you go, ooh, ah, and then you pull up in front of a second house, you're like, oh,
ooh,
wow.
And, the third,
and then you
like,
get to the third
okay.
and the fourth, you're like, ooh, ah. It's like watching fireworks. You know, fireworks displays are good for the first 5 minutes. And then after about 10 minutes, it's another, okay, I've seen that.
The 2 hour mark, you're ready.
20 minutes later, you're
ready
like,
to drive
okay,
in oncoming traffic is at that point, I think.
And I'm not trying to be grumpy, but I mean, you can only handle, you can only see so many houses with Christmas lights.
Nobody's being grumpy at the 1 hour mark.
2 hours?
2 hours, man. So anyway, apparently I ruined the night.
Just swing back by the
house. I got a finger waggling.
And let Nicole do the rest of
the
driving.
That's what she said. You want me to drive? Pull over. I'll drive. I'm like, well, that's not the point.
I mean, drop you off at home.
No, I know, but the suggestion was made multiple times. You want me to drive? I'll drive. I'm like, no, the problem is I'm still in the car looking at lights for 2 hours. Yeah. So the right amount of time is an hour and 10 minutes?
Hour 15.
Okay. All right.
Because then, you know, you keep it. I guess you've got a factor. What I didn't know was that you guys were driving all over the city. Yeah. I thought you were just driving up and down a few neighborhoods around.
We hop around multiple locations.
Like, how far did you go?
Dude, I will say not as far as in years past, but we've gone a little bit outside of Littleton.
You
yeah.
did?
But like we've ended up in Lone Tree and Parker, and we've done some big loops before.
How did you handle that? Straying that far
with
from
a
your
smile
house.
On my face.
Who had the best one? Describe it.
Or did your eyes glaze over? I was not impressed by any of them.
Because they're just lights and
they're just
special
lights.
Little Santa
There's
and
nothing
elf and
special about
reindeer
it.
Reindeer displays, right?
Somebody has a inflatable Frosty the Snowman that is taller than their 2-story house. I will give them props for that one.
Can't you get those
massive
at Home Depot?
Inflatable? This one, I think you've got a special order. I haven't seen this at Home Depot. Like, seriously, man, taller than a 2-story house. Massive. It's huge. That one I did get a kick out of. But other than that, meh.
Can we talk for a second about the person who lives in that house?
Well, they're a show-off.
It's like that.
The rest
is
of the neighborhood hates them.
That is the one-upmanship thing. Try to top this. Uh-huh. I got a 3-story Frosty. Go ahead. Top that.
What do you
USOB.
Do? You put 2 in your front yard then to top him?
Well, wasn't there the story not long ago? I can't remember where it was, but it was the battling neighbors across the street. This was this hilarious story that was covered by the media. Like, this one neighbor started putting up, it might have even been Thanksgiving displays or something. I can't remember. But then the people across the street had to do a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And so the next year, the ones who originally started it did even more. And then the year after that, the ones across the street did even more. So pretty soon, after like 10 years... it was this god-awful, huge, giant, vulgar display of decorations, all in the name of trying to stick it in the eye of your neighbor.
And Excel's going, thank you very much. Keep the battle going.